Let's continue to worship God by hoping and pray again.
让我们继续接着祷告来敬拜我们的神。
Father, we thank you for all that has transpired so far.
天父，我们为过去的刚刚过去的敬拜，我们感谢你。
We thank you that we can honor your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢你，我们来能够来敬拜你的儿子耶稣基督。
Father, we do pray that you will speak to our hearts now.
天父，我们祈求你对我们的心讲话。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. If you have your Bibles, you could open with me to the book of Luke chapter 2.
如果你有圣经，你可以跟我一起翻到路加福音第二章。
We'll be talking about God's gift to mankind.
我们今天要来谈一下神给人类的礼物。
In this time of the year, in the Western world, we normally give gifts to others.
在西方的世界，每年这个时间，我们通常都送礼物给别人。
If you're like me, sometimes you want to shake the gift from. Is that a key?
如果你跟我一样，你可能会摇动这个礼物，会想这里面是不是一把车钥匙。
I know for teenagers, could that be the PlayStation 3?
我知道对一些年轻人来讲，他们可能会想这是不是一个电子游戏机。
And if we were our parents, sometimes we give our children what they need, not necessarily what they want.
如果我们是父母，我们常常是给孩子他们所需要的，而不是他们想要的。
So many times when the teenagers, children unwrap their gift, they discover, oh man, it's money to go to college.
所以当有的时候孩子们打开他们的礼物的时候，他们可能会很希望，哦，原来是这一个。
Let me ask you, if you had a chance to stand before God, what would you ask him for?
那让我来问一个问题，如果你有一个机会向上帝求一件礼物的话，你会向他求什么？
What gift would you like from him this Christmas?
对这个圣诞节你想向上帝要一个什么样的礼物？
Maybe some of you have said, I would like a spouse, a family. Spouse.
或许对某些人来说，我想要一个配偶，我想要一个家庭。
But maybe some in the audience saying, if you have my family, you would never ask for that.
那我们坐在中间的一些人可能会说，如果你像我有这样一个家庭的话，你可能永远都不会向神要一个家庭。
Maybe some kind of material needs you would like to have this Christmas.
或许你需要一些物质上的需求。
And many of these desires that we have are not evil in themselves, but can they truly satisfy the deep longings of our hearts?
这里我们许多想要的东西本身并不是坏的。但是问题是，他们能够真正满足我们心中的那种渴望吗？
You will notice that sometimes when you spend so much money to buy a special gift to give to your child, after 2 weeks you see that gift thrown aside.
你会注意到，有的时候你花很多的钱给你的孩子买一件礼物，但是两个礼拜之后，他们会把礼物扔在一边。
It's because material things are even people cannot truly.Satisfy the hunger of our hearts.
那是因为物质的东西，甚至是人都不能够满足我们人内心的那一种需求。
God is a loving Father, and He knows what's good for us, and He has a special gift for each one of us.
神是一位慈爱的天父，他知道我们的需要，他为我们预备一件特别的礼物。
So let's take some time in the next few minutes, 15 minutes or so, to unwrap this gift.
那我们下面来花一点时间来把这件礼物打开。
I want to draw your attention to it's like a story, it's a beautiful story. To Luke chapter 2, we are told about a man named Caesar Augustus.
路加福音第二章就像一个美丽的故事，它是从一个凯撒亚古斯都开始的。
Now it is just like our God who can.Take even someone like Caesar, a ruler of an empire.
我们的神有的时候他利用地上的一个政权的王，像凯撒亚古斯都。
Now Caesar was a military ruler. He was not so much of a good king.
凯撒是一个真实的君王，他不是一个很好的王。
He reigned back in 31 BC to AD 14.
他在公元前31年到公元后14年的期间在那里做王统治。
During the time of his reign, the Middle East was enjoying much prosperity and peace.
在他统治的时期，当时的中东享受一段和平跟繁荣的时期。
Now, this is important to a country that is known only war for most of its time.
对一个经常有战争的国家来讲，这段时期是非常的重要。
They were great builders. You will hear the saying, "All roads lead to Rome."
罗马人他们很愿意修，很善于修路，因为我们知道一句谚语，条条大路通罗马。
They built all kinds of roads over the Mediterranean world. Sorry.
他们在地中海地区修筑了各种各样的路。
Now they were occupying Palestine, and the Jewish people did not like that.
他们当时统治巴勒斯坦地区，犹太人不喜欢他们。
Every now and then they would have census.
过一段时间他们就会有人口普查或报名上册的事。
The census was mainly to get people to serve in the military, but the Jewish people were exempt from this.
这个人口普查的主要目的是要来征收兵役。征兵，那犹太人是被排除在外。
But Caesar wanted some more money, so Caesar decided that the Jewish people are not going to be exempted from this. So all peoples were included in this census.
当时凯撒他想要更多的钱，所以他说犹太人也要包含在这一个人口普查里面。
According to one Jewish historian named Josephus, they resisted this census.
根据一个犹太历史学家约瑟夫的记载，当时的犹太人拒绝这样的一个人口普查。
And knowing that God has a great gift for the people back then and the people here, God was about to use this census to get a young couple to move from Nazareth down to Bethlehem.
神为当时跟现在的人预备了一件礼物，所以他就使用当时的君王让这一对年轻的夫妻旅行到伯利恒。
We are introduced to this couple. Their names are Mary and Joseph.
这对夫妻叫约瑟和玛利亚。
Tradition added that they were a young couple, like mid-teens.
他们可能是只有十几岁的一对夫妻。
Yes, it's scary, but we will never choose a teen to bear such a wonderful gift.
看起来好像有点让人害怕。我们恐怕从来不会选一个青年少年人来送这样一件礼物。
At the time when they were chosen, Mary was living in a town called Nazareth, which was a small town.
当时玛利亚被神拣选的时候，他们是住在一个小小的城镇，叫做拿撒勒。
It was known that anything good cannot come from Nazareth.
当时大家有一句话说，拿撒勒没有什么好的可以出来。
As a matter of fact, one commentator says it's like the ghettos back in Galilee.
有的注释圣经的人说，当时拿撒勒实在是一个穷乡僻壤的地方。
So because of the census, they had to leave Nazareth, which was about 70 miles away from Jerusalem.
因为这一个人口普查，他们必须要从离耶路撒冷70英里的拿撒勒城镇
to go to a town called Bethlehem，
要旅行到一个叫做伯利恒的小城。
Now Mary at this time, well, she was in a late stage of pregnancy，
在那个时候玛利亚的身孕已经重了，快要生产。
And she had to travel on horseback or donkey back，
他只能坐在一个马或者驴的背上来旅行。
They didn't have those, you know, when you travel on the highway, you have those pullover to use the restroom and stuff like that. They didn't have those things, you know.
他们当时并没有像我们现在在高速公路旁边的让你休息可以上洗手间的地方。
It was difficult terrain at times. It was barren. It was desert occasionally.
当时的那个他们旅行的那种。那个路也是非常的贫瘠，充满了尘土。
But we're never told that they ever complain.
但是我们看见他们没有抱怨。
And when they come to Bethlehem, Bethlehem is also known as the house of bread.
当他们到达伯利恒的时候，伯利恒，另外有一个名字叫做粮仓。
It's a small town, about 5 miles outside of the big city, Jerusalem.
它是一个离耶路撒冷有五英里远的一个小城。
That's the last place one would expect you would go to find a great king.
那是一个你恐怕最不容易想到的能够找到一个王的地方。
But not so with the Jewish people. They know based on prophecy that the king, the gift, would come from Bethlehem.
对犹太人来讲并不是这样，因为他们知道有一个礼物，有一个王要生在伯利恒。
And there's another very important fact about Bethlehem. Once per year, the Jewish people come and celebrate what we call the Feast of the Passover.
对关于伯利恒另外一个重要的事情就是，每年犹太人有一个节叫做逾越节。
During the Passover, the shepherds would be rearing their sheep in Bethlehem, and they would take them up to Jerusalem because it was difficult to come from Galilee with your sheep.
在逾越节的时候，牧羊人会在伯利恒预备那些羊羔，把羊羔带到耶路撒冷，因为有的人从很远的地方来，不方便带着牲畜。
That's a very important information. We'll see in a little bit.
那这是非常重要的一个信息，我们过会儿会看见。
We're told when they came to Bethlehem that they didn't have a room.
圣经告诉我们，当他们到达伯利恒的时候，那里没有客店里没有地方。
I remember going down to Ocean City on a little vacation, and when, you know, if you're like me, you don't call and make arrangements, you just drive and you go down, no vacancy.
你像我一样，有的时候你可能到这个海边去玩，会发现一个一个的旅店都说没有房间，没有空房。
The only place was found for them was what we call a manger.
他们所能找到唯一的地方就是这一个马棚。
Now the manger was, you know, believed to be in a cave.A stable.
那个马棚，一般认为是在一个山洞里。
It's a place where there were overnight animals.
是一个让牲畜过夜的地方。
So you can imagine the smell and the feeding and so forth. Not the kind of place you would like to go have a special gift.
你可以想象那个地方有各种各样很难闻的味道。这里恐怕不是人想要得到来送礼物的地方。
Next, we are told that angels were taking part in this festive moment.
接下来，圣经告诉我们，天使也来参与这一个大的事件。
Normally, when kings were, you know, approaching a city or some well-known festival, they would have the announcers proclaiming, "Here comes King Andrew," or something like that.
那当一个国王到达一个地方去的时候，往往会有报信的在前面说，嗨，这里来了 Andrew 国王。
And here you have angels who were sent forth from heaven to proclaim or pave the way for the great king.
这里是从天堂派出来的天使来宣告一位王的诞生。
There's something I noticed which is quite unusual about this group of angels. This is the first time you have a multitude of angels ever appeared at one time.
那非常有意思的话，你会看见这是在圣经中记载第一次有这么多的天使同时的出现。
Now these angels, they were not beings like you and me. They were powerful beings. As a matter of fact, one angel killed about 185,000 soldiers.
那这天使并不是像你跟我这样普普通通的人，他们是非常有能力的。有一个天使在一夜之间杀死185,000人。
We are told they appeared to the shepherds who were watching over their flock by night.
圣经告诉我们，他们向那些在夜间看守羊群的牧羊人显现。
Let's do this. They're coming from Nazareth.A manger, a stable, and appeared to shepherds. Something is going on.
我们看一下，有人从拿撒勒过来，住在马棚里。田野外面有牧羊人在看守羊群，一定有一些什么事情要发生。
Because of the nature of their job, shepherds, they weren't even allowed to go into courts to testify.
因为他们那个工作的性质，那些牧羊人，甚至不允许到。当时的法庭里面去做见证人。
Shepherding was a serious, demanding, and strenuous work.
牧羊人是一个非常正儿八经需要人付出很多劳苦的工作。
A good shepherd will actually sacrifice his life to protect his sheep.
一个好的牧羊人甚至会牺牲他的生命来保护羊群。
But if you are just a hireling, a shepherd don't really care about your sheep. When you see danger, you will just run.
如果只是一个雇工的话呢，当偷羊的来了，这个雇工会逃跑。
Why the shepherds?
为什么是牧羊人？
I want to close off talk about the gift. We are told by the angels that his name shall be called Jesus, our Savior, Christ the Lord.
天使告诉我们这一个礼物是被称为救主、基督和主。
The word Savior depicts what he is about to do. Describe what he came to do.
这个救主这个词向我们描述这一位新生王他要做的，他所要做的。
He came to save us from our sin.
他来把我们从罪中拯救出来。
A man's biggest problem is not a physical one; it's a spiritual one.
人类最严重的问题不是一个物质的问题，而是一个灵魂的问题。
If you remember in Matthew chapter 4, Satan was tempting Jesus, and he tempted Jesus with food, which is something that we all need.
你记得当马太福音第四章记载，当撒旦来试探耶稣基督的时候，他是耶稣基督当时饿了，他用食物来试探他，那食物是我们每一个人所需要的。
But Jesus said to him, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God."
那耶稣基督就回答他说，人活着不是单靠食物。而是靠神口里所出的一切话。
In other words, the spiritual is more important than the physical.
换句话说，我们的灵魂比我们的身体更加重要。
Each one of us inside here, we are spiritual beings.
我们这里的每一个人实际上都是一个属灵的实体。
And we were all born in sin, and sin separates us from God. We died spiritually.
我们都是生在罪中，我们与神分开，所以我们的灵魂都是死的。
That wasn't the way we were meant to be. So therefore, we have a need, an hunger to satisfy that spiritual need.
那这种状态并不是我们被造所要成为的这样的状态，所以我们心中有一个渴慕。
And we turn to false saviors to try to medicate us to deal with this problem that we have inside.
我们转向一些虚假的，好像看起来能拯救我们的东西，来满足我们内心的需要。
We are told by one list that some turn to drugs, some turn to materialism, some turn to relationship to try to medicate this problem.
那有些人就转向各种各样的事情，来试图来解决内心的这个问题。
But a spiritual problem cannot find solution in a physical way. It's only a spiritual problem can be found in the solution in a spiritual way.
但是属灵的问题，我们没有办法用属物质的东西来解决。属灵的问题只能找到属灵的解决办法。
So having said in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节跟我们讲说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible goes on to tell us in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
罗马书继续说，在六章二十三节说，罪的工价乃是死，但是唯有神的恩赐，在我们的主耶稣基督里面，乃是永生。
We have a terminal disease.
我们有一个致命的疾病。
It's called sin.
它叫做罪。
And there is only one cure, and that's Jesus Christ.
这个病只有一个药方，那就是耶稣基督。
Have you ever invited Jesus Christ in your life?
你是不是已经邀请耶稣基督进到你的生命当中？
The Bible tells us that in Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace we are saved through faith. It is a gift of God.
以弗所书第二章告诉我们，我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。这是神的恩赐。
Now, why would a savior be born in a manger?
那为什么一个救主会生在一个马槽里呢？
Maybe as we go along, we could understand more of this because The next name, Christ, is very important.
我们过会可能就会看见，明白这个意义。下一个词，基督是非常的重要。
It means anointed one.
基督的意思就是受膏者。
It is the same word that we talk about the Messiah, the one who is expected to come.
这跟弥赛亚是同一个词，弥赛亚就是当时犹太人所期望要来的那一位。
The hope of the Jewish nation is that God is going to someday come and rescue us from sin and to be our political deliverer.
当时犹太人的盼望就是当有一天神会来到这个世上拯救我们脱离罪恶，并且在政治上要作王。
At the time when Jesus Christ came, the Jewish people, they really wanted mostly a political deliverer, not a spiritual one.
当时耶稣基督来的时候，犹太人最希望的是他成为一个政治上的拯救者。
But if you ever read Isaiah 53, we know that he first came to set us free from sin, and then later on he will become a political deliverer.
以赛亚书五十三章告诉我们，耶稣基督要先来解决我们罪的问题，以后他才来做政治上的王。
The next word we are told is Lord. This is really crucial. Lord means master.
下一个词是主，这个词是非常的是至关重要。这个词的意思是主人。
By the time Jesus came around, the Jewish people mostly spoke Greek.
在耶稣基督来的时候，当时的犹太人大多数都是讲希腊话。
Since the Old Testament was mostly written what we call Hebrew, there's a very important name of God there.
在当时的旧约圣经是用希伯来文写的，那神有一个非常重要的名字在那个旧约圣经里面。
In your translations, it normally called Lord in big caps, in caps.
在英文的翻译的圣经里面，这个词是Lord 全是用大写，在中文是这样翻译成耶和华。
This was so sacred that the Jewish people were careful to either write this name and sometimes even throw away the pen after they finish it.
那这个名字对犹太人来讲是如此的神圣，所以他们写的时候都非常的小心，以至于他们写完以后会把笔扔掉。
It was a covenant name. If you remember when God spoke to Moses to go set his people free, he said, told them that.I am have sent you.
那这个名字是一个立约性的名字。记得当时神向摩西显现的时候，你要拯救我的百姓。
What they have done in the New Testament is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, which is called Septuagint. They have used the word Lord to substitute for the word Yahweh.
在当时把圣经从希伯来文翻成希腊文的时候。他们就是用 Lord 这个词来代替耶和华这个词。
All this to go and tell us that this is God who came in the flesh. It is the gift to us.
所以这一切都告诉我们，耶稣基督是神成为人的样子，是我们的礼物，成为我们的给我们的一件礼物。
That is why they explain the song that the angels were singing.They were praising God in the highest.
这也是让我们能够理解当时天使为什么说，在至高之处荣耀归于神。
And it says peace on earth and goodwill toward man.
And 他也说在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Let me ask you something. Maybe you're looking for a gift that will give you peace and happiness.
让我来问你一个问题，或许你在寻找一些什么东西来带给你幸福和平安。
If I were to be a fly on the wall in your house, could I say that I see a peaceful house?
如果我是一个苍蝇在你家的墙上，我能不能看见你有一个平安的家庭？
Do you always have fighting and bickering? Is it the absence of peace but war is declared in the house?
那你的家中是不是充满了各种各样的征战，以至于家中没有平安？
What about you individually? Are you troubled?
那你自己呢？你自己是不是有处在麻烦当中
？Maybe because you have accepted this gift, the Prince of Peace.
或许你还没有接受这一份礼物，叫做和平的君王。
It is a wonderful gift.
这实在是一个奇妙的礼物。
As a matter of fact, Isaiah 26:3 tells us that He gives perfect peace whose mind was stayed on Him.
实际上，以赛亚书告诉我们，这是一个完美的礼物给。I'm sorry.
He gives perfect peace whose mind was stayed on Him. Perfect mind.
Yeah, 他给那些爱神的人有完美的平安。
Let's put this all together. We are told that God appeared to the angels. He sent the angels to the shepherds, rather.
让我们把这些来归纳一下。神让天使来向牧羊人显现。
Later on, Jesus tells us in John that He is the good shepherd.
以后耶稣基督在耶稣在约翰福音里又说他就是那一位好牧人。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming to him, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of this world."
但施洗的约翰看见耶稣的时候，他就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊，背负世人罪孽的。”
Jesus was born where? In Bethlehem, where it's called the House of Bread. John says, "Behold, He is the bread that comes from heaven."
耶稣降生在伯利恒，被称作粮仓的地方。约翰福音的作者说耶稣基督是生命的粮。
Jesus went on to explain to the audience that Moses gave you bread and you were still hungry, but I am the bread who came from heaven. When you eat me, you're never hungry anymore.
耶稣对一大群人说，当时摩西在旷野中给你们从天上降下玛拿，但是你们吃了仍然会饿，但我是那从天上降下来的真粮。
There's a wonderful story in the book of John, St. John chapter 4.
在约翰福音第四章有一个非常美妙的故事。
That really illustrates this physical and spiritual stuff.
那里描绘出这一个属身体跟属灵的一幅图画。
There was a young lady who she's been around. She has had many husbands because she's been trying to deal with an emotional or spiritual need inside of her.
有一个妇人，她有好几位丈夫，因为她想用这个来解决。他内心的那一种需求。
She met Jesus, and Jesus knew about her need.
那当他遇见耶稣的时候，耶稣知道他的需要。
To cut a long story short, Jesus offered her living water to quench that spiritual thirst that she was experiencing.
长话短说，耶稣愿意给她一个活水来满足她属灵的饥渴。
Her promiscuous lifestyle was advertising that she was a sinner and that she needed someone to take care of this problem that she has inside of her.
她的生活表明她实在是一个罪人，她需要某一个人来解决她生命中罪的问题。
And when she found Jesus, or rather when Jesus found her, she said, "Wow, come see a man."
当她找到耶稣，其实是耶稣找到她。他对他说 ，What did she say? Sorry.
When she saw Jesus, when she met Jesus.
What did she said? What
come see a man? Come see a man.
来看这一个人。他对别人讲，来看这一个人。
She been looking for man, but now she has found the one man who can take care of her problem.
那她曾经是来寻找男人，但是那一天她遇见了一个人，可以把她的问题拿走。
And maybe you've been on a quest.
或许你在寻求什么？
No one knows that you've been hungry for so long.
没有人知道你饥饿这么长，饥渴这么长久。
There's a great need that you have.
你的内心有一个非常大的需要。
It's a spiritual need.
这是一个属灵的需要，灵魂的需要。
We all inside you have that spiritual need.
We all
have that spiritual need.
我们每一个人都有那样一个灵魂的需要。
Where do you go to get that need met?
你到哪里去让你这个需要来满足呢？
I want to invite you to turn to Jesus Christ.
我要来邀请你转向耶稣基督。
The Bible tells us that He is the only one who can.
圣经告诉我们他是那唯一能够的。
Meet that need.
他是那一位唯一能够满足我们需要的。
This is how John 3:16 puts it.
这就是约翰福音三章十六节所说。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
That's you and me.
那就是你和我。
That He gave His only begotten Son.
甚至他给我们他唯一的爱子，独生爱子。
That whosoever believe in Him.
让一切信他的。
Should not perish.
不至灭亡。
But have everlasting life.
反得永生。
Would you like to receive that gift?
你愿意得到这一份礼物吗？
Would you like to have that your soul satisfied right now?
你愿意让你的灵魂现在就得到满足吗？
Let me challenge Christians inside here.
也让我向在座的基督徒发出一个挑战。
Yes, maybe you have accepted Christ, the Prince of Peace, as your Savior.
是的，或许你已经接受耶稣基督这一位和平的君王作为你的救主。
And but somehow you're not peaceful.
但是我们当中或许并没有享受平安。
It's more likely you do not have the Prince of Peace governing your heart.
看起来你并没有这一位和平的君王在你的心中掌权。
You're still trusting in things around your job, money, and all those things to make you happy.
你仍然在依靠你身边的东西，你的工作，你的金钱来满足你的需要。
If the object of what you're trusting in is something that is not eternal and great and awesome, you're not going to have true peace.
如果你所依靠的那些东西不是永恒的，不是伟大的，你是没有办法拥有这个真正的平安。
In Romans chapter 5, it says, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God.
罗马书第五章说，我们既因信称义，就与神和好。
Let me give you a challenge right now. All eyes closed. Let's pray.
让我现在我们闭上眼睛，我们一起祷告。
No one knows that you're troubled apart from God.
没有人知道你远离神，你活在麻烦当中。
You have blamed everyone else about your sickness and not really trusting in God.
你可能在埋怨别的人，让你痛苦，而不是来相信上帝。
You thought it was your job, that's why you are so restless.
你以为可能是你的工作的原因，所以你得不到安息。
Maybe you thought it's the spouse that you married, that's why things not going well. I need to change my spouse.
或许你以为是你的配偶，是你的婚姻让你不幸福，你想换一个配偶。
Maybe you're thinking, if I change my car, maybe if I get a bigger house, I'll be happy.
或许你在想，如果我换一辆车子，我得到一个更大的房子。我会更加的幸福。
There is no peace or security in these things.
在这些东西上面是没有平安，是没有平安的。
Only Jesus, the Prince of Peace, who can really deal with the problem of sin.
只有耶稣基督这位和平的君王才能够来解决罪的问题。
The Bible says in John 1:12, "But as many as receive Him."
约翰福音第一章告诉我们，凡接待他的人。
Then he gave you the right, the power to become the children of God.
凡接待耶稣基督、相信耶稣基督的人，他就给他们权柄，给他们一个特权，成为神的儿女。
Why don't you put your trust in Jesus Christ right now to save you from your sins?
你现在为什么不来相信耶稣基督，让他来拯救你脱离罪呢？
If you die in your sins, you will go to a lost eternity called hell, and there will be never another chance available for you.
如果你在最终死去的话，你会到一个可怕的称于火湖的地方，你就再也没有机会来接受这位救主。
Believe on the Lord and you will be saved.
你当信主，然后你会得救。
Take this time right now, Christians and friends, if you're here, accept this gift that God is giving to you, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
基督徒跟各位朋友。现在请你抓住这个机会来接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主。
Father, you know us.
天父，你知道我们。
You know that we can come here and fake it.
你知道我们可以来到这里却有虚谎。
But we cannot pretend before you, O God.
但是我们在你面前我们不能够装假。
You have given us a wonderful gift to mankind.
你给了我们一个奇妙的礼物。
The gift of your Son Jesus Christ,
就是你自己的儿子耶稣基督。
Help us, O God, to accept Him as our Lord and Savior.
帮助我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的主和我们的救主。
And help us to walk in Him.
帮助我们在靠着耶稣基督过我们每天的生活。
I pray for those who are here. Maybe this story about Christmas is new to them.
我为那些圣诞节对他们来讲是。非常新鲜的这样的一些人祷告。
I pray that you will open their hearts to understand, their minds to understand these things and to believe upon Jesus Christ.
我求你使他们的心打开，也求你使他们的 头脑打开，能够明白圣诞节的意义，来接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，奉耶稣的名。
Amen. 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 If you made a decision, we would love to hear about it. And you could talk to any one of the leaders after this. Now we're going to have the children. They're going to come and minister to us.
如果你已经决定接受耶稣基督作为你的救主，我们会很高兴来听见这样一个消息。你可以跟我们每个人来交谈。我们下面会有孩子进来为我们表演。